This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I didn't say good morning earlier, so good morning. Good evening. Good evening.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Here's your ESPN Radio 3-day forecast brought to you by the U of I College of Aces for a more than meets the eye opportunity. You can visit them online at aces.illinois.edu. Guys, it's cold.
It is chilly.
Especially in the morning and evenings.
Yes.
Right now it is 57 and cloudy. We had some rain this morning.
I'm going walking after this. I'm going to walk.
Good for you.
Yeah. You want to walk?
I've got my steps.
Oh, you've already got yours in. Okay.
But it can't hurt to get more. Where are you walking?
Just right around.
Just around.
That pond back here.
You walking by yourself?
Yeah. I did. Actually, don't take this the wrong way, but I brought my, I always call it a Walkman.
Your MP3 player?
Yeah, or whatever that is. So instead of visiting with you, which I enjoy visiting with, I'd rather just listen to music.
That's fair.
It gets me more motivated to walk. Is
I
that
listen
fair?
To podcasts while I walk.
Oh, I've never thought about that.
Yeah. Listen to a bet podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, we better get going.
Anyways, right now it's 64, getting down to 46. Tomorrow, a high of 62 and sunny ESPN Radio.
I need to hit one button, and from now on, we'll play the intro to start the show until we get a new one.
All right.
And then we need one song to kind of get us rolling each second hour. Let me try one of Hans.
No.
I didn't
try again.
I didn't
sounds
even
like
know
we're a circus act.
Right. Here comes the lions and the camel and the elephant standing on its back leg. Little Kanye. No? Yeah?
I could do this. That's not bad.
Okay. Well, give me, I'm going to try one more. No, not. Little Make It Rain by Lil Wayne. That's Lil Wayne. All right, Piper called it. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. He's Derek Piper. Trevor Valise here as well. Talked all about the NFL, and Jason in Tuscola should be banned. Can we ban people from our College of Aces text line?
I don't think so.
He sent me the picture of Santonio Holmes catching the pass to win the Super Bowl over my Cardinals. Jason, honestly,
what was the context?
That's really low. But I did say I hate the Steelers. So I probably deserve it.
Okay.
So never mind. We're even. Well, we're not even. Because that picture, you have no idea what that elicits. Like the anger.
It'd be like a double doink picture showing up, right? Except worse.
Except the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the Steelers won like their sixth, and the Cardinals still don't have one.
And you were there.
And I was there. And I'm like, well, of course the Steelers would win that. I mean, why? They deserve it.
That
they
was
deserve
such a good
their
game.
Sixth. It was a good game.
I mean, just as an unbiased observer.
Did you know that Kara was at that game?
Really?
So we figured this out. I mentioned one time about being at the Super Bowl game in Tampa, and she's like, well, wait a minute, who was playing? I'm like, it was the Cardinals and Steelers, and she's like, well, I was at that game. I'm like, what? So we figured out that we were a section apart, one row apart.
Wow.
Like, in other words, she was like one row closer to the, you know, at Raymond James, they have that Buccaneer ship. She was closer that way, so we were a section over one row difference, which is kind of funny. And she's like, I said, oh, my God, wasn't that incredible? She goes, well, we actually left a little early. She took, like, clients, and I'm like, what?
Why do you leave a close Super Bowl early?
Yeah, I let her have it.
If I were the client, I'd say, sorry, Kara.
Yeah.
I am sticking around.
Do you know after that game, this has been one of the weird. So when that game ended, I had to get an Uber to my buddy's house, right? Well, I walk outside. There are 5 million people getting an Uber.
Did Uber exist in 2008?
Or maybe it was a taxi. That's okay. A good call. I was getting a taxi, and they had huge, I mean, you know, to Tampa's credit, they were rolling taxis in as fast as they could, but here's probably 5,000 people needing a taxi. So I just start walking. I knew which way it was to downtown Tampa, essentially, and he lives at Channel Side, which is where the Lightning play. So I just start walking, and I'm walking, and I'm just ticked off. And I'm seeing all these Steelers fans cheer and happy, and I'm just walking in my Cardinals uniform. And some of them were really cool. They're like, man, that was a great game. I'm like, thank you. I agree. Congratulations. They're like, I appreciate that. So, and then someone were just like, yeah, Steelers. I'm like, get out of my face, dude. I've never hit anybody, but I'm ready. You would not want to mess with me after that game. So I just keep walking, and for no apparent reason, I see like a Denny's, and it's like midnight. And I'm like, I'm just going to go in and eat Denny's. So I went in, sat down, ordered a hot chocolate for some reason, and ate like, I just ate myself. I ate my depression away. I ate like two orders of bacon, six eggs.
Inside the mind of a depressed Super Bowl losing fan.
I totally was. And then I walked out and I'm like, I still got to get a cab because I have no idea where I'm at now. And so I find a cab and I'm like, hey, are we close to Channelside? He goes, not really. I'm like, all right, here's $100. Just take me to, I didn't do that, but I'm just like, just take me home.
Did you go by yourself?
To the game, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, remember, because my buddy, Mike Owens, Mook, my buddy was the one that we were in the bar, and I couldn't find a ticket. It was $2,000 for a ticket. Yeah, yeah. And then his friend was the GM of the Yankees, Class A team, and he's the one that got me the two. He goes, I got two tickets. Well, Mike takes his down, and on the way down, he's like, you care if I try to scalp mine? I'm like, I don't care. And he scalped his for $2,000.
Wow. Jeez.
So he looks at me and he goes, I'm not going in the game. I'm like, I don't care. So then I was so excited to get a free ticket to the Super Bowl. So then that's where I walked in the line with Luis Gonzalez, the guy that beat the Yankees, you know, the Louis Gonzalez or whatever. And I'm like, don't talk to him, Lon. And he turns around and he goes, can we do this today? And I'm like, he opened the door. Here we go. And he and I talked for 10 minutes. I almost had him on my fast pitch softball team by the time we got up to the to the actual gate. And then as soon as he could, he and his brothers like took a right and I took a left. I mean, they could not wait to get away from me. But he opened the door.
I doubt that.
He opened the door to that.
She got his number and then she met up at Denny's. I'm sure he was feeling some hot chocolate after hot chocolate in Tampa. I'm surprised they even had hot chocolate maker.
That's
kind of
what I'm thinking. Why do you have that in Florida? I remember sitting at my seat and they gave you these cushions. I still have it. They gave you these free cushions, and on top of it was like this glow stick thing that you're supposed to do at the Bruce Springsteen concert at halftime. So I look at this cushion, and I'm standing right next to a guy, and I said, hey, what's up, man? I'm Lon, blah, blah, blah. We're both Cardinals fans. And all of a sudden I said, if come to think of it, the only tickets I got were in Cardinals section, of course, because the Steelers, you know, you're not going to get a Steeler ticket. And it was 90-10 Steelers. But I looked at the guy and I said, man, I may have to snake that cushion. He goes, well, it's yours. It's free. And I'm like, oh. And I look back at him. I'm like, well, I bet you're wondering about my character right now. He goes, don't worry about it. So then I went down. I was so fired up. I went down to get a beer. You could only get two. And they were only like $15 each. And so I went up to the girl and I said, I don't think they were that much. I think they were 12. And I said, how much is your beer? She's like, $12. I'm like, well, give me two. Let's go. So I said, I will be a regular here. And I think I had six down before the game. I was a little bit fired up. And the girl that sang the national anthem is the one that had just lost her niece, right? Had gotten killed.
I had no idea.
Her niece or nephew had gotten murdered. Mm. And she sang one of the most riveting. I mean, it was not Whitney Houston, but it was close. And I was crying. I was crying. Because I had lost my dad, and I'd lost my brother-in-law, and I looked up in the sky and pointed at both of them. I was crying. My emotions were like, let's go. Let's get this game going. And then it turned out to be a great game. All right, that's enough of that.
Wow. You see what you just started on the text line?
See, Jason?
Send in that picture?
Yeah. Because of that, we can't go through all baseball. No, we will. I promise.
I appreciate the filibuster, because I don't know how much I'm adding to Blue Jays Rays. I haven't been that locked in. Especially the football back.
I'm with you on this, especially the American League.
I'll try my best.
But let's, you know.
Can I add in that Doc Rivers got fired?
Oh, that's what we were going to talk about, not me being at the Super Bowl. What happened?
Pardon ways. What? Now, he's been there, what was that, 7 years?
Wow.
He has not reached, or he did not reach, the conference finals with the Clippers. Having coached Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. All at the same time. But.
Right. In a way, and especially this year, this was their year, right, with Kawhi and Paul George. In a way, you could say maybe the Clippers should have. I don't know. I tell you what, though, there's one team out there still needing a coach, and that's the Sixers.
I'm looking at a tweet 20 seconds ago from Mark Spears of the NBA and ESPN. It says, the Pelicans and 76ers have already contacted Doc Rivers in regards to their head coaching openings.
If there's one guy that could maybe shake the idiocy from Philadelphia and Simmons and Embiid and everything else that goes on there, it would be Doc Rivers. I would love that. Would you guys rather have him or
Ty Lue?
No. Who did the Bulls? Oh, or Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan?
Oh, Doc, for sure.
Yeah, Doc.
Doc.
Probably Doc.
Mm. You should avoid it. No, I'm kidding.
Wouldn't you love throwing Doc Rivers back in Boston's face, too?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Ooh, Celtics Sixers, but turned up a notch.
I didn't even think about that. Yes, I would love that. What's the better job, Pelicans or Sixers? Who do the Pelicans have?
Zion.
Oh, that's right. Well, he may want to coach him.
I could see that.
I could see he could. Yeah, I could see him saying, look.
Sixers is a bigger job. Better job.
I think it's a better job. I agree.
Probably more resources.
Right. But you look at that thing and you're like, I don't want to deal with Simmons and Embiid. One of them's got to go. You've got to start tailoring your team better than both of them. I mean, they're both good, don't get me wrong, but pick a lane and go down that lane. I think if I'm him, I'm going to the Pelicans. Yep. Jennifer Hudson. I think that is right, Patrick. I think it was Jennifer Hudson that sang. It was. I know it was. Yeah, that's interesting. Doc Rivers. Okay.
The only coach, I believe, in NBA history to lose in the conference finals after having a 3-1 lead twice.
Ooh.
But I mean,
E.
I get the peripheral here, but he's a pretty darn good coach, right? On top of being an excellent locker room presence, an excellent figurehead for your team, an excellent chemistry guy.
I've always wondered how much does an NBA coach matter? Well, you could say that about any sport, but I think Bill Belichick matters. Belichick. I think an NBA coach can matter. I don't think there's any
doubt. Yeah.
And Doc Rivers is a guy that, man, I'm ready for baseball. Can we talk baseball now?
Let's talk.
I just saw like a highlight of the Yankees and Baltimore. I don't know why that's getting me excited, but I'm like, I'm ready for playoff. I'm ready for an afternoon playoff game, like the Cubbies at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Let's go. Let's go, Marlins.
You know he's going to find a way.
Yeah.
He's going to find a way to get in there.
No. With his millions of money, millions of fortunes. Derek did bring up a good point. Zion and Ingram or Simmons and Embiid comes down to East or West. Your path is a lot easier right now in the East.
Agree.
So maybe that. I'm all over the board today. Where's Ja play?
Memphis.
Okay. Okay, I'll shut up now.
You done?
Yeah. Let's go, Marlins!
Luckily,
how the hell are the Marlins in the playoffs?
I don't know, and they're decent too. I mean, it's not like they backed in at 29-31 or something.
This is so Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter to catch a throw from the outfield and make this unbelievable flip to home. I still think it was out or safe. Or go into the stands and catch the ball. Or just hand out gift baskets at the end of the night. It's so Derek Jeter. Like, he's like, I'm going to go and have one bad year, and then we're going to be in the playoffs. Some just good things just follow people sometimes. And Derek Jeter's that.
Okay, I'll show Don Mattingly's done a good job.
Mattingly really has.
They were the first, the first team with COVID problem. And they didn't play for almost 2 weeks, and now here they are with an above 500 record, so... Really, both teams that had COVID problems are solidly in the playoffs. But,
well, they made the trade with the Cardinals for Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah.
And probably all four of those guys that we traded them probably have a huge impact on why they're in the playoffs, if I'm guessing. But I could be wrong.
Well, what's his face is on the Rays now?
Tommy Pham?
No.
I was going to say. Tommy Pham's with the Padres, right?
Arosa, whatever.
Oh, Arozarena.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a pitcher, Alcantara.
That's right. Sandy, he's going to start game one against the Cubs. And they've also had Sixto Sanchez, who's been really good.
Sixto Sanchez. You know, there used to be a guy called Sexto Lascanic. Is it Sixto Lasconic or something? Back in the day.
I don't know.
Let's go Marlins!
Sixto Sanchez.
Whatever. What?
Oh, we're starting the American.
So, Blue Jays and Rays, right?
Anyways, Blue Jays and Rays. I guess the one element that kind of interests me here is simply that the Blue Jays actually have the name power here between Vladdy Jr., who's been good, Bo Bichette, who's been good, Biggio's been decent, Teoscar Hernandez has been good for them.
Don't know who that is.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then the Rays somehow have the best record in the AL, but if I read you their bullpen, I don't think you'd recognize one name out of it.
Can you read me their lineup? Who's their starting nine?
For the Rays?
Yeah.
Unless Derek got it.
Kiermaier still on there?
He's a Parkland guy.
I know. Yeah. I think he was hurt for a little bit.
Let's see here. Who's Tsutsugo?
Yeah.
You seeing that, Derek? I don't know who that is. Yoshitomo Tsutsugo?
He's on the Rays?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I could name one Ray except for Kevin Kiermaier.
Brandon Lowe.
No. Nope.
Yep. Randy Arozarena.
Yeah.
Nate Lau. Hmm. Not related to Brandon Lowe, I don't think. Joey Wendell.
No.
Hunter Renfro. Good prospect from the Padres.
Yep, I do remember him.
Brett Phillips. Good prospect from the Brewers.
Nope.
Is so Rays.
Right.
Michael Brousseau.
I thought it was funny. You're like, well, the Blue Jays do have the name. Well, the Rays, you could say that for the last 20 years or the next 20.
That's always the case.
It's incredible.
But Blue Jays have a lot of hitting power. Rays are just solid everywhere.
Yeah. I'm going Rays. I like the Rays. They are a team that I'm obviously going to work for one day. So I'm going to root like, you know what, for them. They must be good, and I'll be honest with you, I'm anxious to watch one of their games and figure out what they are all about. And not only that, but watch a Rays game not in Tropicana Field, because that place is morbid.
Similar to the Miami Heat, I'm not saying the Rays are going to make the World Series, but it's just the brand, the organization that you really trust.
Good call.
Doesn't necessarily need the star power. Now, they also have the starting pitching, their top three, Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, Tyler Glass now.
Okay, I do know all three of those.
Those are three really good pitchers to throw at a good Jays lineup. So I'll go Rays.
Okay.
I'm keeping track of your predictions here.
Okay. Rays.
I will also go Rays, but I think it goes three.
I say it doesn't.
I mean, it only takes one game for it to either go two or three. But
exactly. No, I think it's sweep.
Okay. Next up is the text line remembers 2003. White Sox at A's. This is an interesting one. Was that 2001 or 2003?
I don't know. With Bartman?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Three,
yeah. White Sox at A's is an interesting series. The White Sox could have been higher, struggled down the stretch, so they sort of get the last of the three different AL Central positionings here. They have to play at Oakland. Oakland is without Matt Chapman for the playoffs, which is a blow for them. But kind of like the Rays, you might not recognize half the lineup, but guys like Robbie Grossman, Matt Olson, Mark Canna, these are guys that are really good for Oakland. Starting pitching maybe leaves a little bit to be desired, but White Sox at A's.
It would be good for baseball, Derek, wouldn't it, if the White Sox made it two rounds at least so we can watch this team play. They're fun, but doesn't it just seem like the A's would be the kryptonite? Just that team that you're like, eh. I'm going to go White Sox here. I trust in them. I trust their hitting. I think they'll get enough pitching to get by. I think hitting could in this. I'm going to shut up. I like the White Sox.
Yeah, these are two really fun teams that I would like both, either one, whoever wins, to go deep. But Chapman being out for the A's is a huge loss. And then also what's interesting angle here, the A's are going to throw Jesus Luzardo, their rookie, in game one, I believe. And then Sean Manaea is another one of their starter. Two lefties. The White Sox have not lost a game against his lefty starter this year. They're 14-0.
What?
So I'll take the White Sox in their lineup against an A's team that's missing Chapman.
Wow.
If you did the, you know, keys to the game graphic, it would be one, the White Sox are 14-0 against lefties, and two, I believe the A's have advanced in the playoffs like once in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they have always, I think it was three straight years, they lost to Kansas City in the wild card game, the Yankees in the wild card game, and the Rays in the wild card game. They're a great regular season team, but for whatever reason, it seems like they can't go deep.
Okay.
So I'm with you guys on White Sox.
Can I go off the rails one more time, but it's a good way? Okay. Chris Mortensen looks good.
He does look good.
Because he had cancer,
good
right?
Call, yep.
He looks really good. That's awesome. I love stories like that. All right, I'm sorry.
Was he? Did he used to be in the Monday Night Football booth, or was that somebody else? I thought he used to be. No, not him. Jaworski. That's who I was thinking.
Ron Jaworski. Good call.
And then he swore.
Oh,
they
that's,
kicked him out.
What's wrong with that? No, I'm kidding. I know you
don't.
Can't, you can't
me.
Do that.
I'm okay. Yankees at Indians. Yankees have just had a really strange season. They started out so hot, then they were terrible to the point where they weren't in the playoffs. Then they were great again, and then this past week they lost a bunch again. So they're going to be the road team at the Indians, and they get Bieber in game one, ugh, Carrasco in game two.
Wow.
And then if they get to Plesac, who's been really good in game three, Yankees at Indians.
But somehow the Yankees will figure that out, right? That's the thing about them. Do they have anybody healthy except for Luke Voit? Is Didi healthy?
Didi's not on the
Yankees. No, he's not on there anymore.
Stanton.
Is Stanton Jean-Claude?
I believe that Stanton and Judge are both back, right?
Oh. Yep. Okay.
With Voit, with LeMahieu.
Oh, I like him. DJ.
And they did see, I saw a report on SportsCenter that Gary Sanchez isn't going to play game one. He's out.
Awful. He's their stud catcher.
He hit like 150.
Did he really?
Yikes.
That's like worse than almost the Cubs. I'll go Yankees just because this is what they do. This is what they do.
Circle game one, you're definitely going to want to watch Garrett Cole against Shane Bieber. That's going to be pretty awesome. I lean Yankees, even though they haven't done it throughout the regular season, but the Indians lineup has proven to not put up a ton of runs, and I think the Yankees could get to a talented pitching staff, put up four or five, and maybe
put a lot of pressure on Cleveland.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Yankees.
I will go Indians just because I think after Cole, you're what, throwing Jay Happ or Tanaka, and I just think that's a bad mismatch against either Carrasco or Plesac.
Wouldn't argue that.
To Derek's point, though, I mean, it is true. Tyler Naquin hitting like cleanup in your playoff lineup is probably not something you feel great about, but I trust between the pitching and Lindor, Santana, et cetera, that they'll get enough to get it done.
I like it.
Finally, in the AL. The only AL team that made the playoffs that's under 500, we can all laugh. Jose Altuve had an awful year. Correa had a bad year. Springer had a bad year.
Yep.
And the Astros are 29-31, and they're at the Twins in the, I believe that's the, is that the 2-7 or the 3-6?
Well, that's a 3-6.
3-6.
They would face A's White Sox. I act like I know what I'm talking about, but ESPN's actually showing the bracket in front of me. So I literally cheated off that, off the TV. For the sake of everything that's good in life,
yeah,
and we need something good in 2020, for the sake of 2020 doing something right, do not allow the Astros to win this series. Plus, I got big money on the Twins. No, I like the Twins. I love that lineup. That is a lineup that puts pressure on you 1-9. I know the Astros are the kind of team that's got, you just mentioned three or four names of guys that I assume don't need a trash can to learn how to or to keep hitting. I could see bounce backs from the Astros, and look out if that lineup got started get rolling. But I love this Twins team. I like this team, and I just think the pressure they're going to put on a pitching staff is enormous. I'm going Twins to win this series.
Yeah, the Astros still have the names in the lineup, but they don't have two names at the top of the rotation in Verlander and Cole.
Good call.
And here's some home road splits for you. The Twins at home this year, 24-7. The Astros on the road, 9-23. And the Twins in the playoffs, not having to play the Yankees, I'll say the Twins win a series.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, those are some stark home road splits.
And these games are where? Like Anaheim? Or I'm sorry, LA?
These are
or
at the home stadiums.
Oh, that's right.
The next round is when you...
Okay. That's right. Okay.
Split off.
All right. So we've got Twins.
Yep. So both of you guys have Rays, White Sox, Yankees, Twins. I have Rays, White Sox, Indians, Twins.
Okay. I'd be okay if the Yankees got knocked out. I'd be fine with losing that bet. All right, when we come back, the National League, we'll talk about the Cubs, we'll talk about the Cardinals.
Let's go Padres.
Ooh. Let's go Marlin! Marlin Man! It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Natex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, we salute our local veterans. This fall, we are inviting you to feel the difference and make a difference. Now through Veterans Day, November 11th, you can take a $25 discount on your service costs or forego the discount, and Mattex will use your $25 to cover your furnace repairs for local veterans in need. Know a veteran in need of assistance? Nominate them for a new furnace by visiting mattexservice.com/veterans. Call, text, or schedule online today. Mattex. Feel the difference.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. Call our office today at 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get a $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, hold on. First of all, Hans.
What is Hans doing?
What is a song called Freaking Out the Neighbor? And it's only 28 seconds long.
Can't trust him.
Hey, Lon.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Is your refrigerator running?
I get it.
If it is, you won't need to go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But if it isn't,
right.
You will.
Okay.
They're right off I-74 in Champaign. I told you this before, but you can also go online. They have a virtual showroom. You can actually chat with an associate. He'll take you through the showroom online.
That's sweet.
At appliance-world.com. Don't forget to ask about their 10-year warranty.
Yikes. Oh, no, it's wow.
I kind of like yikes better.
I do, too.
Yikes.
Feeling dangerous? Go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World at appliance-world.com.
Wow. Hey, we're going to have Jay Lehman on this fall to talk Big Ten and college football and specifically Illinois football. I cannot wait. What are we about? We're 2 weeks right away from Illinois opening? Two weekends? No, three.
Three.
Three at least. So maybe three away from Jay Lehman, but I can't wait. Hey, this segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Is it four?
Yeah.
Okay. This segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Go Marlon! It is time to look at the National League bracket. The bracketia.
Okay.
Dodgers.
Let's start. Okay, we're moving on to the Reds at the Brinkman. The Brewers, I don't know how in the world they're in the playoffs. They're 29-31. They were never above 500 at any point this season. They lost five of their last eight games. They lost on the day that they needed to win to get in, and they're somehow still in because
still
the Phillies and the Giants both lost.
That's crazy.
So here you've got the Brewers. Burns is out for the year for them, their pitcher. So it's going to be Woodruff and I don't know who else. Obviously, Yelich is
Woodruff's
decent,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Brewers at Dodgers.
Here's the deal. What you just said leading up to this with the Brewers losing and barely making it in, doesn't that just reek of they're going to upset the Dodgers in round one? They're not, though. And here's the other thing. They've got a guy on their team in Vogelbach that has a bigger stomach than me. And he's kind of a fan favorite of mine. But it's the Dodgers. And if there's a team in baseball that is equipped, and I know 1988, Oral Hershiser, I know all about it. They haven't won the World Series since then. I think if their bullpen, especially maybe that middle bullpen, if they show up, then it's a no-brainer, the Dodgers in a World Series. I'm going to go Dodgers to beat the Brewers.
I think if you just clip up that line, it's a no-brainer, the Dodgers are going to be in a World Series. I would have a really hard time arguing with that. Clayton Kershaw, if he's going to have another one of his playoff hiccups, it's not going to come against this Milwaukee Brewers lineup.
That's a good call.
And here's a line for you. The Brewers did not spend a single day over 500 this season.
Oh!
Not one.
Really?
There's no chance they even win a game in the series.
No.
That's pretty amazing when you consider, I mean, this is Captain Obvious, but they started 0-0. And yet they were unable to spend a day of the season over 500. Like
Captain Obvious.
I mean, that's like saying you've never led in a game during like a basketball game.
Right.
Like you weren't even up 2-0 at the start or something.
2020, kids. Let me tell you about 2020. Believe it or not, teams started 0-0. I'm kidding. I'm being a
wild.
But you're right. It's that is. How do you not accidentally get to 2-1?
I mean, just be 1-1 and then win,
or like 3-2,
something.
Or,
not. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, Dodgers, Mookie. They're gonna be tough to beat.
Don't overthink it.
No, not at all.
Perhaps my most intriguing series to watch, in my opinion.
I cannot wait.
Reds at Braves, if I'm not counting the fan favorite teams here.
Right.
Reds, the 7th seed for a while, didn't look like they'd even be in. They turned it on late. They'll have Castillo, Gray, and Bauer, of course, starting off.
Is Bauer not starting game one?
I don't know if it's Castillo or Bauer, because I'm not sure. He threw this weekend because they had to keep winning to get in.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if he's lined up for game one or game two. Either way, he'll start one of those first two games. He might be your Cy Young winner in the NL. Reds at Braves. A Braves team who, kind of like the A's, for whatever reason in the postseason, doesn't seem to get her done very often. They gave up 10 runs in an inning in a must-win game against the Cardinals last year.
That was fun.
Reds at Braves.
Not since Barry Larkin and Eric Davis and Rob Dibble. Not since those great Reds teams. There'll be some fireworks in this series. There'll be a couple of hit batsmen, I think. I really do. I think this is going to be one of those series that's going to be, it'll be a shootout. Now, I'm going to take the Braves, but I think this is a 3-game series, and sign me up for a game 3 Reds Braves in this one. But I will go Atlanta. And can I, by the way, hats off to Dan Hartlib and the Cincinnati Reds. They were wretched for a while, and then just turned it around and started winning games at a huge clip. Trevor Bauer has been unreal. I cannot wait, in case it happens, for him and the Cubs to square off in the second round after they did a little jawing at each other, for sure. But give me the Braves in this series against Cincy.
As Trevor alluded to, we've talked about the playoff struggles recently for the Twins, for the A's. The Braves are kind of one of those teams as well.
Yeah,
and
good call.
With some injuries going into this postseason, Soroka's out for the year. Max Fried, who's starting game one, is coming off an ankle injury.
Mm.
And then Acuna's got a wrist. He's going to expected to play game one, but maybe not 100%. Now, this Braves team has a sick lineup, but I like Trevor Bauer. I like Sonny Gray. Even Castillo hasn't had a great year. I think the Reds beat the fighting Dansby Swansons.
Wow!
And the Braves.
Wouldn't you rather be in the red spot right now if you're the Cardinals?
Yes.
I know people were whining, like, why don't the Cardinals have to play these games against Detroit? And I'm not disagreeing, but if I were the Cardinals, I tweeted out last night, I'd start Harrison Bader and Paul DeJong in game two.
True.
And just lose them both and take the 7 seed and I'd rather face the Braves, the team you beat last year, and then face either Marlins or Cubs, as opposed to facing the Padres.
I don't think either one of them is good news for the Cardinals.
I don't think we need to worry about it, do we?
But the one thing is that we talked about last week, I believe, the Braves' high-scoring offense in the league and the Cardinals' not scoring offense.
That's a good call. I will take the Braves. You're going Reds.
I'm going Reds.
I like it, man. You've ridden this Reds thing all year. I'm anxious to see what Trevor does.
I'm also going Reds.
Wow!
I don't even think the Braves win a game.
What? Wow.
So there you have it.
How excited are you to be on this side of the bracket?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I mean, you're going to have to beat the Marlins and the Reds, maybe.
Honestly, I think this side might be tougher than the other side. No, the Padres and Dodgers are stacked.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, hold on.
But I'm just saying, like, the Marlins could be sneaky good for the Cubs, and I don't want to really face the Reds.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you win, here, let me put it this way. If I was on the other side of the bracket and I won, you're guaranteed to face the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Which is going to stink.
Right.
Either way.
I would rather face anybody else in the world except the Dodgers.
Right. So actually, I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Okay. I'm not sure why I said I was disagreeing.
I think you've just confused everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
By the way, Trevor Bauer and Trevor Lawrence doing a lot for the world of Trevors right now.
Yeah.
In sports. I appreciate
that. That's pretty cool.
Elevating the name. All right. Now we've got our two local teams, Cardinals at Padres. The Padres could have easily won either of the other two divisions if they were in it.
Mm.
They just happened to be in a division with the Dodgers, who were otherworldly. So they get the 4 seed. The Cardinals, who either would have been out of the playoffs entirely or the 5 seed, which is kind of nuts.
Right.
Despite being off for 17 days, you got to give them credit. Here they are in the 4-5 matchup. What are your feelings?
So Cardinals, right? It's so Cardinals to be right where they're at. If I, and I worry that both of you may have read the article today. If I told you, or if I asked you, Derek and Trevor, how many pinch hits did the Cardinals have this year? What would your answer be?
Like successful pinch hits?
How many actual pinch hits did the St. Louis Cardinals have this season? It was one better, by the way, than the Diamondbacks.
One.
Three?
One.
One.
It was Andrew Kinsner. Am I saying that name right? I always say it wrong. Andrew Kinsner, or Kinsner, in an 11-0 game, pinch hit and got a hit. The only pinch hit for the St. Louis Cardinals this year. One more than the Diamondbacks, who had zero.
Hmm.
How crazy is that? All right, the Cardinals will start KK. Then they'll go Flaherty game two. They got Waino for game three. Who was the longtime pitcher for the Padres back in the day?
Jake Peavy.
I remember an afternoon 4 o'clock start. I actually had an appointment over near Sydney, finished the appointment, made it to the Sydney Saloon in time to watch pitch number one with my buddy Troy Woods. And we watched pitch number one of Peavy against the Cardinals, and the Cardinals ended up winning that series. This is stupid, and I should be scorned and laughed at. Cardinals win this series against the Padres.
Wow. Okay.
The Cardinals win this series against the Padres.
Okay.
I do. I like the Cardinals to win this. That's as far as I'd have them going, by the way. I got them beating the Padres.
That's 2006?
I think it was 6.
When they won't be the Padres. Oh, they won't be the Mets.
Yep.
Because the Cardinals backed into the postseason that year.
Yep.
I think it was 2005. It says in the NLDS, the Cardinals swept the Padres 3-0.
I think that's it.
Yeah, 2005.
There I think it was Chris Carpenter maybe won that game against Peavy. Yeah.
One thing I like to see here is you look at the Padres injury report, and you see the Nielsen Lamet on there with a bicep injury. You also see by Clevinger on there with an elbow injury.
Yep. That's their two best pitchers, right?
That's right. Now, they're saying they're optimistic that Lamet's going to pitch game one. But that still is a pretty big factor. That being said, I don't trust the Cardinals lineup to put up enough against Tatis Jr. and Machado and Hosmer, who's been pretty decent, and a really, really clutch Padres team.
The Padres, by the way, ninth place hitters are incredible. Like, they've been incredible all year. And if there's one guy that'll give up home runs, it's Flaherty. And the Padres, we know, love to hit home runs. I don't know.
I love that Flaherty's not throwing game one.
I do, too.
He hasn't looked one time like an ace the entire year, except for
game one.
Game one. Opening day.
Game one of the year.
What if you're down 1-0? Would you rather go Wainwright in game two?
Just
because of the volatility of Flaherty.
No.
No?
Okay. I wouldn't
want to switch it after you said it.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I would feel better if it was Waino.
Now, in a weird way, I would almost say...
Put him in game one?
No. Oh. If you'd win game one, almost go Waino game two. And then for some reason you win game two, you got Flaherty starting out against the Dodgers. But then again, like you just said, KK's been your best pitcher, he and Waino.
You're not going to see Flaherty on the bench with the Trubisky face, are you?
Well, I mean, they didn't want to pitch him anyway early, so he should be fine with that role. I'm sorry. I'm going to back off of Jack Flaherty. I hope he comes out in game two and seals it for the Cardinals.
I agree with you.
All right.
I don't know what Lon's on, but I got the Padres sweeping this little series.
They probably will. I just feel I this is here. My gut is telling me after 20 years of watching the Cardinals in these weird opening round series, it's just a weird gut feel of beating the Padres.
I'll respect it.
Okay.
Until I have proof otherwise.
That's fair. Man, how about St. Louis, though? They get to go to San Diego. That's like the best weather in America.
Well, and I think once you start those series, isn't one of them in San Diego, or is that an AL series the next round? Because then you start bubbling.
That's AL.
Okay.
That is AL.
So I was almost going to think that they might not have to leave if they moved on, but...
Because they're going to leave.
The National...
They're going to leave.
The National League would go to Arlington...
That's right, and
Houston, yeah.
Okay, finally, best for last, right?
Come on in!
Marlins at Cubs in the 6-3. I'll let you guys go first.
Okay.
My thoughts.
Derek, not Derek Piper. Derek on the College of Aces text line said, the last time the Marlins were in the playoffs, they won the World Series. On that, number two, how ironic they're playing the Cubs. That was, of course, the crazy Bartman
game.
Yeah,
we get it, okay? Alex, this is like Nolan Gorman and
doubleheader,
their friends.
Or double
like,
play.
I get it.
Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood.
It's already been overplayed.
I'm going Cubs here. Don't overthink it. I think the Cubs, the weird part is this Cubs offense. It's weird to me, but I think they do enough, and definitely I love their pitching with Hendricks and Darvish. The Marlins are the number one, I think, swing chase pitch team is what I read. That's one of those goofy stats that you kids bring up.
You didn't click out of the article when you read that?
No, I should have. I should have. At that point, I think it was the last thing in the article is the only reason I read it. So they like to chase pitches is what I'm saying. So the Cubs with Darvish and his 58 pitches and Hendricks, who just nibbles like Greg Maddux, I think this bodes well for the Cubbies to beat the Marlins. And let's be honest, it's the Marlins in the playoffs. What?
Yeah, see, for me, it boils down to the fact you, Darvish, and Kyle Hendricks are the first two guys you're going to throw, and that might be all you need.
Boom.
Plus, now we have a just reinvigorated Chris Bryant because he's so mad that he got trash-talked by the fan base for hitting 206 when he hit 206 and his OPS was lower than Matt Carpenter. So that was funny, but the Cubs will take care of business.
He was on fire, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Derek, you're preaching to the choir here because
it's hilarious.
It's like... You know, Lon didn't eat salad for 58 straight days, and on the 59th day, he ate one salad, and he's like, yeah, what?
Look at me.
Check me out.
Like, I'm healthy.
Okay, you ate one salad.
Like, I've eaten two now.
Calm down.
I've eaten two.
Well, he's hit two home runs, so
there you go. That's a good call.
I don't feel as automatically good about this series as you should if you see Marlins at home.
Yeah.
Because Sixto Sanchez has been great for them. Lopez has been great for them. They have decent hitters. I mean, VR is fast at the top of the lineup. Aguilar is a really good power hitter. John Birdie, I know you're going to go, who's that?
No, I've actually heard of John Birdie.
Garrett Cooper's been pretty good for them.
And they got Starling Marte.
Yep. And they've got Starling Marte towards the top of that lineup as well from the Diamondbacks. So I don't think this is like a laugher. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
ultimately, I think the Cubs do win, but I do think it takes three because I think the Marlins will get one at some point just because, and really what I'm looking at in this series, the Cubs bullpen finished outside the top 10, but I don't even think they're that good.
Right.
The Marlins have the worst bullpen in baseball.
There you go.
In terms of F war.
Can you imagine, though, this is the time of year where everything is so hyped emotionally. Like, you'll be watching this game and the Marlins will get out to a 2-0 lead or something, and you're like, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
Or
for sure, especially with the truncated series. Yeah. I mean, only three games.
Or somebody in the Padres in the first inning of game one will hit a 460-foot bomb, and I'll be like, yep, done. We're done. I love Major League Baseball playoffs, and here we are. Yeah, Cubs win that.
Quickly, give me a World Series winner.
Well, I got to go Dodgers getting to the series to face the Twins, and Dodgers win it.
Dodgers over the White Sox.
Oh, that would be fun.
Derek took mine, Dodgers over the White
really?
Sox.
Really?
Yep. That would be cool. Although I almost want to say Padres over the White Sox. But that's getting a little too...
I'd really like to see that.
Too cute.
That
man,
series.
That second series, yeah, second round of the Padres-Dodgers. Is that a best of five, right?
Yes.
So it goes 3-5-7-7.
Yes.
Okay.
And remember, no off days until you hit the World Series.
That's right.
So for a five-game series, you can't throw... Chris Paddock three times or something.
Ooh.
If you're the Padres.
Yeah, that's true, because these teams like Cardinals and Cubs will play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday if needed.
Yep.
So boom, 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 and then you wait a while, I think.
Then you wait till the following Wednesday or Thursday, but then you go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh,
if
my.
You need to do that. So
how weird is that going to be if both of our teams make it past this first round for some reason, and then it's like, hey, you're not playing now for a week. It's like, no, 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 we don't want that. We don't want that. All right. That segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Good stuff. When we come back, Chiefs, Ravens, who you guys got tonight and what are we thinking? But we'll talk about it next.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
The University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, also known as ACES, invites you to participate in the first ever virtual ACES Family Academies. Spend time with your child or grandchild and experience all ACES has to offer. These free sessions will be posted all summer and cover a variety of ACES topics with hands-on activities that extend beyond agriculture. ACES is more than meets the eye. Register for these free sessions at acesalumni.illinois.edu/events.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041. Look at me, I'm ripping Lisa Salters, who I really like.
Blonde with the trade secrets from TV. You tell when you're reading the teleprompter.
She's reading the teleprompter. I really like Lisa Salters. And you guys brought up another, Michelle Tafoya. I mean, those two have just been really good in that industry for a long time. Lisa Salters, one of my favorite. She's one of my favorite. All right, it is The Drive. Tay and Piper wrapping things up. We have a tasty Monday Night Football game tonight. It is the Chiefs and Ravens in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson 2 years ago was MVP. Last year, Patrick Mahomes was MVP. They score off tonight. I don't even care who wins. I don't know what the score is going to be. I just cannot wait to sit down tonight and watch this game.
I'm in agreement. It was flipped. So Mahomes 2 years ago,
I'm
Jackson
sorry.
This past
good call.
Year.
Good call.
Man. I only know that because Madden's done it easy for you. Put the MVP on the cover. Jackson, Mahomes before that.
Yeah, I know you're right. That was my
We talked about it. We talked about it last week. The spread with the Chiefs being 3.5-point favorites.
Ooh, the hook.
It seems with the hook. Along with the lingo here. It seems so easy to want to take that and give Mahomes points.
Yes.
I feel like the Ravens are going to win, but I could definitely not bet them -3.5.
If Baltimore won tonight, would you guys feel safe in saying that Baltimore's better than Kansas City?
No.
Okay, that's fair. Because I said last week, I said Baltimore may be the one team that could be better than Kansas City.
I think you could say right now, because especially the way their defense is playing.
Yeah,
and but long term, and saying for sure, like they're the better long term team. I couldn't say that.
That's fair.
Well, I also feel like Lamar is so good, but you know, Mark Andrews and company don't necessarily equal out to Hardman, Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, that's a pretty Kelsey. That's a pretty potent offensive lineup.
That's true. That's true. A 217 on the College of Aces text line said, and he says it right, or she, I'm sorry, he or she, I'm taking Chiefs +3.5 tonight. Don't necessarily feel great about it, but when else are you going to get the Chiefs as underdogs?
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you're saying, Derek.
Very true.
I just want to have fun. I almost did not wager this game because I just didn't want, I didn't want to have any emotion in the game.
I don't think I'm going to.
I just wanted, but I've already done it.
Oh.
I was going to say, I like how you said almost. I almost couldn't do it.
But I am just going to sit down and enjoy this game. I'm going to watch a little bit of hockey, and I'm going to watch a lot of Chiefs Ravens tonight and just enjoy watching two of the best go out.
Might be the best game of the year.
Oh,
you guys are burying the lead.
What's that?
Two best kickers, Justin Tucker and Harrison Butker, going up against
each other. Well, I'll tell you what, man, they hit bombs.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it was like
what's it like to have a kicker where it's from 45 yards out, and I'm going to go get a beer. I know what's going on. What's that like?
I don't know.
Your boy missed one this week.
Yeah.
Did you see where, I saw it on Twitter, Robbie Gould hit like a 55-yard field goal almost simultaneously to when Santos missed his 42-yard field goal or whatever it was.
What happened with the Gould thing in Chicago?
They just decided they didn't want to pay him actual money since he was a kicker, and they thought he had... They just made the call like a Albert Pujols type, like he's done. So we're just going to let somebody else overpay him.
Isn't he the
most accurate
kicker in history of the NFL?
I think so.
He's up there. He had a little bit of a rough patch, but just showed a little bit of not being the same guy, and they let him go. And obviously that was a really poor choice.
Every year, you know, you draft your kicker last, right, in fantasy. And every year I flip to that kicker page. It's the first time I've even thought about who I'm taking at kicker. And every year I'm like, oh, I didn't know Gould was still playing. And he hits 94% of his kicks.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, was more brutal about that double doink than when an hour afterwards, Robbie Gould tweeted that he was there with his kids.
That's right.
You had the kicker who would have made the kick in the stadium.
You could have called him down in his jeans and sweatshirt and his Under Armour shoes, and he could have kicked that field goal. That's sick.
I felt that pain.
Oh.
Final note quickly, Kevin Fishbane just tweeted, interesting tidbit from Bears wide receivers coach Mike Furry, who was asked about the back shoulder throw from Foles to Wims. Quote, obviously we haven't had really a chance to do that the last two or three years, so I'm excited that's going to be happening now.
Part of the repertoire. Mitch, hey, you make a lot of money, buddy. Just relax. Enjoy your bench. Enjoy the bench. All right, let's get out of here. We'll see everybody tomorrow. It is The Drive. Poor Mitchell.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.